Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. We're live during major upheaval here in the United States. Millions and millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens took to the streets and they said, we're taking America over. America's going down. And the controlled English-speaking press that predominantly owns the Spanish press, the Mexican press, the Latin American press in this country, they, for the average Hispanic Americans, white Americans, black Americans that watch English television or read the paper, it was everything's fine, loving good people care about you and just want a quality like Martin Luther King. They're here to help and friendly folks, and we better legalize all of them and legalize whoever comes after that. Look, they had American flags. They love America. And I knew before I changed the channel, I said, honey, I was sitting in bed with my wife late one night, about midnight, I said, because I'd never watched TV, I turned it on to watch. I said, wife, let's go to the local Mexican channel, and let's go to the national Spanish channel. And man, it was, we're taking over, there were people screaming on there, we're going to get you. You'd have 90 foreign flags, every American flag. You'd have one or two big American flags up front for staged event, and then just a sea of flags, people wild-eyed, screaming, running around, and then busting cars, busting windows out, assaulting people in Dallas and in California. And then the media would say, oh, a fight broke out. Some blacks and Hispanics got in a fight in L.A. And then you'd actually go dig in and then find another local report that didn't get national attention. It would be a group of 100 immigrant rights protesters attacked a group of black students. Oh, isn't it fun just to run around racially rampaging? A race riot is so much fun, especially when the media covers it up for you. Yes. And, I mean, we just sit here and we watch this. And I said this would happen a decade ago. We read the federal documents, and the government is going to pounce. They can't wait till the Mexicans start burning. And I predict it'll happen in the next year. It's going to start happening. You're going to have burning. You're going to have killing. And it'll all be, oh, look at the sweetness of it. Oh, bless them. And then once the backlash forms, they're going to put a bunch of illegal aliens in camps all over the country. And then they'll start putting American citizens in them. And that's Rex 84, 1986, Senate hearings. That's the Houston Chronicle. It's mainstream news. Mainstream news. In your face. Out in the open, no debating it. I'm looking at photos of Mexican flags. I'm looking at photos of this is our continent, not yours. Photos of whites gutted, murdered. Artist depictions. What sweet little depictions. I mean, does the Klan go out as bad as they are and have signs of black people with their heads cut off? I guess it's the good old boy roundup that the BATF put on in 1992 where they were selling black hunting licenses. Inward hunting licenses, and they had little effigies of hanging blacks. I guess they do that, but they do it in private. It's private to mock kill the other race, the other group. Well, not in America. It's as American as Mom and La Reconquista. Mom apple pie and La Reconquista. There's nothing like a La Reconquista. There's nothing. Let's just say it together. La Reconquista. The reconquering of the Southwest. And now the Southwest isn't enough. They're claiming Oklahoma, Kansas now. They're claiming Oregon, Washington. And then now some Islam groups are saying, no, 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 we're getting you all the way out of the Americas. And who funds it? Openly, you cannot debate it. The big banks, the big foreign foundations, the big money. Big money. Articles right here, 600 plus, almost 700 billboards in L.A. saying this is Mexico, paid for by a non-Hispanic, paid for. Why are the rich white people paying to foment this? Because while we're all busy at each other's throats, they're going to rape the living daylights out of us. I got a bunch of other news coming up. Oh, yeah, there's a new classification of terrorists.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Most talk show hosts, if they can't take calls and they're not going to have guests, and they can't have guests, can't do 3 hours by themselves. Because the network just moved this weekend. 4 satellites, all these uplinks, can run 3 shows at once, and they've got the phone lines and all that in, but they're not hooked up yet. By tomorrow, we should have the phone lines, God willing, so we can take your phone calls. It is the 29th day of March 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we've got an hour and 51 minutes left. Kevin Smith works here at the office, and he really researched the whole La Reconquista movement. He's been out at demonstrations with us. One demonstration against the La Reconquistas, where they were wearing shirts saying that they were going to kill all white males above the age of 16, a German plan that was given to the Mexicans, and they actually carried it out in helter-skelter-type Charles Manson killings, where at least 24 people were murdered in South Texas. That's kept real quiet. And right now, I predict in the next year you're going to see giant riots, and you're going to see lots of Reginald Dennys with their heads beat in, and the media is going to go, look how sweet, they're loving him, they're freeing him, evil white man must die, loving liberalness, oh. I mean, I'm not kidding, the Civil Rights Review, whenever I put out my report about the La Reconquista shirts at the Mexican Independence Day thing last year, I put out my report on it, and they chastised me. They said, of course, Planet of San Diego says kill all white men above age of 16 or 16 and up. This, you know, white men are evil. White men have done bad. I mean, these are downtrodden people. You just let them say it. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying kill certain people? I mean, they're downtrodden. Don't you understand it? And I'm supposed to go, oh, yes. Yes, I understand now. I understand. I'm bad. No, I've done nothing to anyone. I'm just here living my life, wanting you to live in freedom, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, polka-dotted, purple. I mean, I don't care if you're lime green. I don't care if you're an albino. We all need to live in freedom. But what do the globalists do in Africa? What do they do in Ireland? What do they do in the Arabs? What do they do in Iraq? What do they do in Serbia? They foment race war. They get a group to attack, and the globalists will then get that minority group to attack the group that they want to be able to attack. When that group fights back, they attack that group and the minority group, and then everybody gets enslaved. And here it is, Spanish media organizations nationwide organized mass protest, AP. Well, I already knew that. You could tune in, and you could, and we're taking over. This is really Mexico. Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Take back your country, Mexico. Take it back. Meanwhile, Bush is financing and funding, and the big foundations here totally have Fox and others in their hip pocket. That's admitted. Chase Manhattan Citibank owns that country. They have the biggest poor-to-rich ratio in the world. They have the biggest peon slave class, and they're pointing their entire revolution at the U.S. to bring down America, and big money is financing it. We document it in the big article we put out. And when we say that the La Reconquista, the group called The Race and others, claim that for their race everything, for those outside the race nothing, when we claim that they say they want to kill us, kill whites, and drive blacks out, we have links to their own founding documents. We have links to the UT History Department. We have links to the Mexico City History Department of the Mexico City University, University of Mexico at Mexico City. I mean, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This is really happening. But what does the mainstream media do? They zoom in on the few American flags, and I actually sat there and counted from photographs and on TV. There are huge, big, you know, 11-megapixel photos online where you can actually, with your computer, zoom into the crowd. And I counted 90 foreign flags to each American flag. But the organizers were smart. They would stick a couple big American flags up front. You know, the mainstream-controlled media here would just show those. And it was hard. You could still see Mexicans in the background, in Venezuelan and Guatemalan and Nicaraguan and Argentinian and all of them, and Chilean, Uruguayan. You could see it all there, Belizean. I mean, it was all in Belize, British-speaking. It was all right there. And then you could watch Mexican television, and it was, we are taking over. This is our country. I mean, my wife speaks Spanish, folks. She's sitting there watching it. And just running around wild. And then you could read the placards in English. This is our continent, not yours. Get out. Now, I'm going to get more into this later, but right now, let me give you the bombshell of bombshells. There's been big developments with the Charlie Sheen story. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. We've still got over an hour and 45 minutes left. Virginia training manual lists property rights activists as terrorists, says video cameras, binoculars, sketch pads are terrorist tools. Remember 2 years ago when the FBI said anyone with a travel almanac in their car is a terrorist, go ahead and arrest them, go ahead and bring them in? San Francisco Chronicle, Associated Press. Remember back in 1999, the Phoenix training manual, over 20,000 of them handed out to police all over that state. And we've gotten similar ones nationwide saying that all gun owners are terrorists. People who make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Animal rights activists are terrorists. Environmental activists are terrorists. Everybody's a terrorist. Word for word, it says those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Law Enforcement Magazine. That's out of Dallas. What was it? It was in 2002 put out a publication and said, police officer, if you see someone with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, I've probably seen 200 of those in the last year in Austin. I mean, they're everywhere. If you see one, go ahead and pull them over. Go ahead and take them to jail. It says it. take them to jail, and police chiefs, don't chastise your officers for arresting them, for taking them to jail, because this is a sign of a terrorist. Now, do you understand that after we reported all this, we were sent videos by firefighters, videos by police. SLAT training was sent to us by a federal marshal who's now retired, but at the time he was in there. Ladies and gentlemen, it lists all homeschoolers as terrorists. It says homeschoolers. It lists gun rights activists as terrorists, period, and says that we need to be arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the latest one. And I'm so busy that I never even scan this stuff in and put it on the web. I have a box of this. We are bathing in DVDs and tapes and federal training manuals, and we're just literally drowning it. I mean, it's almost like a vat. I have a whole storage facility room just full of box. I could just jump into it and roll around. I mean, there's that much. Do you understand? There's so much evidence that I can't even cover it all. Remember a year and a half ago, it made the Associated Press and it made the Lansing Journal. And it was the equivalent of a re-education camp out of the movie Red Dawn. The fictitious group known as Homeschoolers Against Public Education, the local SWAT team and the local police dressed up in paramilitary fatigues. They took the 5th and 6th graders, the entire 5th and 6th grade classes from the intermediate school and the last grade of elementary. They parked a whole bunch of buses out in the front parking lot. They had the kids come out, and they poured red syrup on them. Now, I even have video of this at another training drill in 2000 in Belton, Texas, just south of Temple. You understand that? It's in Road to Tyranny. They put fake intestines on them, plastic intestines, fake severed arms. They have older kids come in from the drama department to run around and scream and cry, and we have video of this, and the small children cry and scream and beg for mommy as men point MP5 submachine guns at them. Now, this is what the Soviets would do in re-education camps, running around terrorizing, breaking up families, beating people up 24 hours a day, movie screens. When you see that in Red Dawn, folks, that's what a real Soviet or Chinese education camp or Fidel Castro did that. I mean, this is mainstream. They admit they do it. Well, this was even worse. They take them really small. And I mean, a little kid, if you talk to them and they don't know, you get scared and shy. Can you imagine? I have video of them pointing guns at them, screaming, oh, but it's a drill because we had a school shooting and we can't have that happen again. So all of this is going on, and they're running around terrorizing them. The parents got mad, started suing over it, and they said, well, listen, we got a couple hundred thousand dollars in a Homeland Security grant to do this. They do this nationwide. That's mind control. Dumping fake blood on children and having adult men run around screaming and have smoke bombs going off in buses is trauma-based mind control. Well, what do I have right here? What do I have right here on PrisonPlanet.com? It's huge. Get it out to everybody. Virginia training manual lists property rights activists as terrorists. Says video cameras, binoculars, sketch pads are terrorist tools. And it says a Virginia training manual used to help state employees recognize terrorists lists anti-government and property rights activists as terrorists and includes binoculars, video cameras, pads, and notebooks, and a compendium of terrorist tools, so alternative press. The manual discovered by Virginia news source, mainstream news, is keen to emphasize that terrorists are not only Middle Eastern in scope, but the main focus is afforded to domestic terrorism. Included with Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and Islamic Jihad are the following groups are identified as terrorist organizations. In any anti-government militia movements, are property rights activists, or in any racist, separatist, or hate groups, or an environmental or animal rights activity, or a religious extremist, or in a street gang. So they mix in street gang and the Klan with property rights activists. And this is the 2006 manual. Right as the Supreme Court rules you don't own your private property. Now, we have scans of the document, and we have links to the entire document. It says, clear as day, property rights activists. That's all it says. And it says their goal is to influence government and social policy. Yeah, lobbying, protesting. And it says arrest them. Arrest them. Arrest them.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, we first saw it in Project Megiddo back in 1998, FBI project, and it lists homeschoolers as terrorists, all homeschoolers. And again, people didn't believe us on this, and then it was all over the mainstream news in Michigan, and it's happening nationwide, but it made big news there because the parents got really mad. And they drilled the children that homeschooler parents were going to come and kill them and bomb them. Now, homeschoolers, the corporations fight over them. They have the highest test scores, the highest spelling bee scores, the highest geography bee scores. They have the highest ratio of getting the biggest scholarships. These are all national numbers. They have the lowest crime rate. They have the lowest incarceration rate. They have the lowest rate, period, of any type of antisocial behavior. They are the cream of the cream of the cream. And now there are 3 million homeschoolers, up from just a couple hundred thousand 5 years ago. It is exploding. There is an exodus. Most wealthy people are now sending their children to private school or private tutors or homeschooling. Middle class is pulling out. Even good, hard-working blue-collar folks, the husband will work 3 jobs so mama can stay home and raise the kids. There's an exodus. And so they're panicking. And so they're teaching everyone that it is criminal. And California and Illinois are trying to ban it and trying to restrict it. And so we have it in their own training manuals. Then I was sent in 2001, right after 9/11, footage from Kansas City. It's in my film Road to Tyranny, where FEMA was teaching a room full of police, firefighters, and sheriff deputies that, quote, all Christians are terrorists. The founding fathers were bad and were terrorists. And that all of this stuff is just wonderful and that we need to go after these people. Now I have video. I have news articles. I have documents. The latest one here, and here it is, the cover, Terrorism and Security Awareness Orientation for State Employees. Do you read me? And then they have this sick thing under the cover. It says, the price of freedom is vigilance. How sick is that? They have Thomas Jefferson under it. It says, Governor Mark Warner. And it says, to a greater extent, perhaps, than any other state in America, Virginia faces unique threats in a war against terrorism. And he says, I want to assure that all of the numerous state government are brought to bear in safeguarding the people of Virginia. Governor Mark Warner. Now, that's the cover. You can go read the entire thing. The entire thing on PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through to the mainstream news reporting on it, and you can read the entire manual. In fact, Paul Watson, I know you're listening. Just go get the whole manual and post it on our site, because they might take it down. Okay. And what does it list? It says, report them immediately, bring them into custody if need be. It says, anyone with sketch pads or notebooks, maps or charts, still or video equipment, handheld tape recorder, binoculars, scuba equipment, disguises. Folks, I have little outfits. Once or twice a year, I'll play the part of a SWAT team commander. I call him Global Love Cop on TV, or I'll dress up like the Emperor when Star Wars came up and do a skit and a joke. So I need to go to jail. I've got scuba equipment. I've got binoculars for looking at birds when I have time and for hunting back when I have time. Handheld tape recorder, got about 5 or 6 of those. Still video camera equipment, I probably got 10 cameras over the years. Maps and charts, got all those. Sketch pads and notebooks, there's 3 of those on my desk right now. And, of course, we have the article 2 years ago, year and a half ago, almanacs, travel almanacs, arrest immediately in your car. And I went out to my car, and there was the Rand McNally Road Almanac in my back seat. You know, behind the front seat, stuck in the little area there. You know, there's like that envelope or sleeve where you can stick stuff. That's what I have in there. I mean, I'm evil, folks. I'm just totally evil. Meanwhile, we have millions of illegal aliens rampaging around saying they're taking America over with Mexican flags, saying it's La Reconquista, and the media covers it up. And it says right here, influence government policy. It says, what are terrorists after now? The terrorists have the following goals in mind when committing their acts. Influence government or social policy. Create an atmosphere of anxiety amongst the public. What's the media do? Undermine confidence in the government. Well, the government's totally criminal. The founding fathers did that. No one should have confidence in this corrupt government. We need to get our original government back. It says, word for word, listing terrorists, property rights activists, and all of the, I told you, what have I said for years? Property rights activists, land rights activists, gun owners. How did we know that? We have the other manuals. This is just one more. One more of these. Now, property rights activists were actually never listed. It listed land rights activists and things like that. But property rights activists, I have seen on videotapes of police being given little federal symposiums and classes. So you want to know who the terrorists are, it's you. When you don't want to give your land up, when you don't want to roll over to the Reconquistas, when you don't want to turn your guns in, when you want to homeschool your children. It's not my opinion, it's the facts. Get the article, get it out to everyone now. Masses of key news straight ahead. We'll play some clips from CNN when we get back, the ones you haven't heard.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Last night, I'm going to get back into how we're all terrorists later, but last night, CNN was going to have Ed Asner on to go public about 9/11 with his views on it. And he's spoken at the 9/11 Truth Convention before. He now is speaking out. Regardless of what you think of his politics, he's very prominent, you know, Mary Tyler Moore, all that, and he's going public. They were going to have a member of the Keene Commission, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, on, and they just, last minute, and I believe it was Chairman Keene, CNN wouldn't tell them, they said it was a prominent member of the commission, canceled about an hour before the live show. When Mr. Asner was en route to a studio to, you know, for the satellite uplink. And so that got canceled. And then I talked to CNN individuals who were, they were all awake, folks. This was people at CNN trying to get away with something. They were like, well, we've been told to tell the story. We don't know why. We're getting record ratings, tens of thousands of emails a day, 53,400 and something. I've got it here in my notes. It was 53,400 plus votes in the poll. Do you agree with Charlie Sheen that the government's covering up what happened on 9/11? And the poll closed, and it was 83%. Now, I looked at it hours before it was taken down. It was steadily moving up. It had hit 86%. And then suddenly they pulled the poll after 3 days of it running. They pulled the poll with 53,000-plus votes. And when they released it, they said 83%. That doesn't make sense, but I'm not saying something's squirrely happened. I'll take 83%. But I talked to CNN producers, I talked to them, they know all about 9/11. They're totally freaked out. Because, see, this is showbiz. This isn't the news shows. The news shows have the operatives in it over at regular CNN. This is the marquee, highly rated show on, you know, the biggest show, even bigger than, you know, that Grace lady, on Headline News is their showbiz tonight. It's their flagship show. They, you know, CNN says that. But it's run by entertainment people. And they all know, I talked to a bunch of them, the producers and other people, they know it's hot. They wanted to do it. They wanted to go this whole week with it, and they were told, kill it. We have an article about that up on the site. Now, they had three nights in a row. They had Wednesday night with Mr. Berg from 9/11 Truth and Webster Tarpley and others. Then the next night they had myself by myself. Then they had me on the next night. And last Friday you got a chance to hear me from Thursday. This is when this is the report leading up to in the 6 minutes when I was on Friday night. Then we'll play the people that came on after me. They had some famous feminist on, Mrs. Johns. I don't agree with some of the things she said about why Bush is a dictator, but she said something incredible. We'll air that coming up later, too. But let's go ahead and roll this little piece. Go ahead and hit it.
On Showbiz Tonight, they're the controversial comments that have got everyone talking coast to coast.
Taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
Actor Charlie Sheen's startling allegations of a 9/11 government cover-up. Showbiz Tonight brought you the story first, and tonight, Charlie Sheen is speaking out again.
I have to tip my hat to CNN, to Showbiz Tonight.
Plus, what do you think? Is he onto something? Are his claims outrageous? The overwhelming response flooding our inbox from you.
Welcome to Friday Night. I'm AJ Hammer, live in New York City.
And I'm Brooke Anderson, live in Hollywood. And look who's talking again, Charlie Sheen, AJ.
That's right, Brooke, the star of one of TV's biggest hits, Two and a Half Men, back on the radio today, and he was talking 9/11. Now, ever since we first reported Sheen's controversial comments that he made on the Alex Jones radio show about a possible government cover-up of what actually happened on September 11th, the story has exploded. We have been overwhelmed by the thousands of passionate emails that we've been getting. We're going to read some of them, a lot of them, throughout the next hour. Well, today, Sheen called in once again to the Jones Show. He had more to say. In just a moment, I'll be speaking with Alex live. But first, let's listen to what Sheen had to say today about 9/11, about his critics, and about Showbiz Tonight.
I had a sense that this thing was going to get hot. I didn't realize that, as you say, it was going to go supernova.
Charlie Sheen's comments on a possible 9/11 conspiracy have definitely gone supernova. And this star is earning both criticism and praise. Calling into Alex Jones' radio show today, Sheen was sure to heap his own praise on Showbiz Tonight for being the first major news outlet to bring Sheen's 9/11 comments to light.
I have to tip my hat to CNN, to Showbiz Tonight, to AJ Hammer, for having the courage, for having the guts, for having the wherewithal to give someone like myself, someone like you, the actual time and the focus to examine these issues. I think this is the most attention in mainstream coverage that this topic has ever received.
The response we got today to the incredible story Showbiz Tonight broke last night.
Showbiz Tonight has been on top of this firestorm since it began Monday when Sheen called Alex Jones' radio program to speculate that maybe we weren't hearing the real story behind 9/11.
It seems to me like, you know, 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
But speaking on the radio today, an angry Sheen went after those who, responding to his 9/11 statements, are now attacking his wild and controversial past.
And the majority of them, in fact, 90% of them, were attacking me personally, were attacking my credibility. I am a citizen that loves my country. And as a citizen, with my passion for this great country, I demand that I be challenged on the facts, not on immature behavior from 20 years ago. That if they continue to attack me personally, it only gives credence to our side of the argument.
Sheen is making crystal clear that this is something he's going to continue to speak out about.
People want the truth. They want the truth. And what's been offered to us resembles nothing of the sort.
Joining me live tonight, the guy who Charlie Sheen has been speaking with on the radio. I'm talking about Alex Jones, who's joining me live from Austin, Texas. Alex, welcome back to Showbiz Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you being here. So let's talk about the fact that people are going after Charlie. We've gotten a lot of emails where people are attempting to attack his credibility. That's the natural thing that's going to happen. They're talking about things that happened a long time ago. What about this? Is his past at all a liability as you see it, or are these attacks basically going to backfire?
Let me just say this. CNN had a poll a year ago, 90% on CNN. On the Anderson Cooper Show, believe the government's covering up 9/11 and may be involved. Your new poll, 5 minutes ago before showtime, 81% of over 20,000 respondents, 81% agree with Charlie Sheen, as I told you. And they've had many other polls with other news services, and we get the same type of numbers. On my own talk show and other talk shows I've done, we get the same response. You have a minority that won't face the facts. Listen, Charlie Sheen is the first person to go public. He's just the first Hollywood person to have the courage to do what he's doing. We have former Reagan administration officials. We have former Bush senior officials. We have the current chief economist from George Bush's current administration who quit just a couple of years ago and has gone public, and he says the government carried out the attacks.
But
German defense ministers, members of British
cabinet
have quit.
Alex, as a Hollywood guy, you know, with a sordid past that he owns up to and it's well behind him, it's going to be an easy attack point. So what I'm asking you
is... What he says is, don't believe me, check out the facts. Go look at the evidence. Don't believe the attack dogs. It isn't about Charlie Sheen or Alex Jones or A.J. Hammer.
Right.
It's about NORAD standing down. It's about bombs in the buildings. It's about Pentagon documents saying they wanted to carry out these attacks and blame it on foreign enemies. This is all public. That's why all these physicists and politicians and people and congresswomen, Cynthia McKinney went public 3 years ago saying there's a cover-up, very suspicious, called for a real investigation.
But
there are hundreds of prominent people. They just never get attention.
It's getting
Charlie
a lot of
Sheen.
Attention now. And Charlie Sheen came on your show the other day, and he was back on today. We know what's going on here at CNN and at Showbiz Tonight because of the thousands of emails that we've been getting. So let me ask you this. What do you think now that there is this sort of forward momentum? What do you think is going to happen now that hasn't happened before as a result of this new level of attention?
Well, I mean, Americans love celebrity, and the average American is obsessed with it more than anybody in the world except maybe the Japanese. And he selflessly is sacrificing himself to be attacked just to get people talking and looking at it because he told me he loves his children just like I do. Listen, I get death threats over this stuff, but ideas are bulletproof, and the New World Order better stop carrying out terror attacks. We've caught them over 200 times in the last 100 years, Western governments doing this. Hitler does it, the British do it, the Russians did it. Governments do this. And I'm not saying the whole government. Very small, criminal, black op, black world is what they're called, operators are carrying this out. That's the facts. Please, go investigate it, ladies and gentlemen. You will discover the truth. Look at America. It's turning into a police state.
Well,
cameras in school bathrooms.
Let's bring it back to what's happening this week and what you and I have been talking about. And yesterday on this program, you told me Charlie Sheen, not alone among Hollywood celebrities. You told me that you wouldn't name names, you're in touch with quite a few celebrities who feel the same way that Charlie feels about what may have actually happened on 9/11. So my question is, do you think since we've had this uproar this week and Charlie is taking this risk and speaking out, we're going to be hearing from more celebrities who will go public?
Well, I mean, the majority of the American people support Mr. Sheen despite the attack dogs. He's winning war of polls. And literally, almost everyone I talk to in Hollywood, very prominent people, I have a lot of friends in Hollywood, and they've all sought me out. I'm not some Hollywood person.
Is anyone indicating to you that they may actually come forward? And I asked you yesterday, I'm going to ask you again, can you tell us a couple of the names of those people?
No, because they have confidence in me, and I'm not even pushing them to go public.
I didn't push Charlie to go public. Do you sense
I think you're going to see more people, and some of them may be people I don't even know. Listen, everybody in Hollywood I talk to, pick a name, any name. I've talked to hundreds of them. Okay, they seek me out. They're aware of it. They talk about it. They're constantly.
So you clearly have a lot of supporters, of course, and you're very familiar with this end of it. We've gotten the thousands of emails this week, and not all of them, Alex, are glowing. Obviously. You get the same thing.
81%.
I'm with you on that. I don't know at this very moment. We're going to get into that in just a second. But, of course, when this happens, we do get emails saying, we think that people like Charlie Sheen and Alex Jones are whack jobs. Are you at all concerned that the louder you raise your voices, the wackier you might seem to those people?
You know what? You know what? No, I'm not worried, because we have put the facts out there, and I challenge them, instead of just using little buzzwords and junior high mentality propaganda, to actually go look at my claims. Is a current Bush administration official, has he quit and said the government ran the attacks? Yes. Did Dr. Morgan Reynolds say that, chief economist, Department of Labor? Is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, the father of it, who was at the highest levels of the Treasury in the Bush administration, has he gone public saying he questions 9/11? Sir, the American people are going to learn the truth. Nothing can stop the truth from coming out on 9/11, and we're in danger of the New World Order carrying out more terror attacks to keep this war for empire.
Well, Alex, I'm out of time once again, but what I appreciate is that you're encouraging people above all else to seek out the facts, and that's what I think you're doing an excellent job.
AJ, people need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm risking my life. We're doing this for the American people and our children and our future, and thank you for having the courage to let me come on. God bless you.
Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas. Thank you.
All right. Coming up later, I'm going to air the other clip, because in the next two guests had questions of 9/11. They had guests on about completely different stuff. And they had a third guest come on from New York Magazine who wrote an article laying out a lot of facts. He wasn't as hardcore. Once he got on television, he seemed very, very nervous. But it's important to understand that a lot of you haven't had faith out there that we can expose 9/11. You think that the New World Order can't be defeated. Believing it can be defeated, believing you can wake other people up, believing in the information you have and the facts, and getting out there and doing it is half the battle. You mean, you've got to get in the fight first to be able to win the fight. And we can win this fight. Listen, if you want to learn the truth about 9/11, if you want to be an expert on 9/11, get my film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, the definitive film on 9/11. Get the classic, the first 9/11 film that ever came out, almost 3 hours long, very well produced, covering Oklahoma City, other terrorist attacks, 9/11, and then what the globalists are going to set up, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It's got FEMA saying that all Christians are terrorists. I mean, you need this video. Get my book, The Masters of Terror, where we mainly focus just on 9/11 for 2+ hours. Get my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and The New World Order. Get The Loose Change 2 by Dylan Avery, that a lot of you have heard about. It's a great film that we carry at InfoWars.com. Go to the secure, safe online shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Order the videos. Big discounts when you get multiple films. Get them. Give them to your friends and family. Make copies of my films. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And just for a few more days, I mean, the month's almost over, a few more days, you get 5+ months, almost half a year free. We're coming up on our second year in April of PrisonPlanet.tv. Over 1,000 pieces of media, hundreds and hundreds of audio interviews, all 14 of my films, dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book. There is so much up on PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a monthly membership. Get a trial membership. $5.95. PrisonPlanet.tv. But just a few days left to take advantage of this super deal. Do it now. Do not wait. That's InfoWars.com to go to the online video and bookstore and to get the videos and books. We carry a lot of other great videos, Webster Tarpley, Synthetic Terror. It's all up there. George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, DVD or VHS. We have his 9/11, The Great Illusion booklets. It's all available at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. PrisonPlanet.tv to see it all online. You can burn copies and download all my films and give them to people that way. Print copies of my books there. It's a great activist tool. PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to InfoWars.com to get a hard copy, or simply call toll-free to get hard copies. They can answer all your questions and take your order over the phone. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now is the time to expose 9/11. I mean, the globalists could carry out terror attacks next week, next month, next year, and then shut down all the alternative media, and all you'll have is the underground DVDs and VHS. Get copies while you can. I mean, we're facing straits that dire. We're dealing with criminals that wicked and that evil. I was on Alan Combs' radio show Monday night for a full hour, and I'd say he probably took about 20 calls, probably more than 20. I didn't count. And I'd say out of 20 calls, 5 callers disagreed. The vast majority, 75%, I mean, I was sitting there counting at the time. I don't have it in front of me. What I do on talk shows is I start with a 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, a little stick man, and then I draw a line through it for 5. So there were, I know there were quite a few calls and just five callers that disagreed, and they were all mindless. The callers that agreed were all informed. And Alan was freaking out. I mean, everybody was calling in agreeing that 9/11 was an inside job. And he said, well, they're so evil, I mean, a hard time believing the government would do this. And I said, what about black men in Tuskegee? What about radiating the GI's wives, you know, that were pregnant in our country? What about 110,000 Jewish children? Our government paid $3 billion to Israel to test 110,000 of them in a radiation chamber, and it killed almost all of them. What about the ringworm children? Because they told them they were going for to be checked for fungus, and they'd radiate them. In 1950 to 1961, he goes, yeah, I guess you're right. Then I was on Talk Sport, national British, the biggest you know, private commercial radio network in England, millions of listeners. Every text message, every call that they read on air, everything they covered, everybody agreed. No one disagreed. They were all informed. The host who disagreed with me 3 years ago when I was on was agreeing, James Wales. And I just let it all out. I mean, listen, this is the facts, this is the reality, and we're going to expose these murdering creatures. Get the videos, do it now. More from CNN as we analyze the piece coming up, and then a lot of other news coming up the third hour.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, according to Virginia's anti-terror training manual, trying to influence the government through political activities is terrorism, railing against the crown. It says criticizing the government. It actually says that undermining confidence in the government is terrorism, and property rights activists, it's all it says, just as property rights activists are terrorists. This is being given to everyone in the government. Everyone in the government in Virginia is getting this from the governor's office, obviously federally written, just like all the others. Just another one of these. I hope you'll get it and get it out to people. Meanwhile, the neocons are on the radio lying. I heard neocons yesterday going, we just need to give in to Mexico and let them take over. Listen, there's nothing we can do. I know it's terrible, but we need to get Bush's amnesty plan going. But they don't call it amnesty. They call it Bush has a sensible plan to worker visa. Meanwhile, you go watch Spanish TV. It's we're taking over. This is Mexico. Ha, ha, ha. With just thousands of Mexican flags screaming La Reconquista with signs saying go back to Europe. I mean, I've got so many video clips on the website, so many things I've looked at in the last 2 days. I mean, we could fill the whole show up just playing these clips. Think about it. And then the Senate guts the House bill that would make it a felony to start arresting these illegal aliens. But there are already laws on the books about illegal aliens here violating the law. They can already be deported. They're not going to. More laws won't even do it. I mean, do you realize, folks, that our government finance media has told these foreigners that this is their country and that they're going to take it over? And they really believe it, even though the Mexicans couldn't hold it from the Native Americans. There were only a few thousand Mexicans in Texas, and they certainly weren't in Kansas and Oklahoma. They're now claiming that's part of Aslan in Washington State. The only people up there were Native Americans and Russians and Indians, Native Americans, Russians and British. But now Oregon and Washington State are part of Greater Aslan, and they will take it. And ha-ha-ha, I mean, it's just craziness. A foreign mass of foreigners by the millions running around waving flags and up-close placards saying we're going to kick whites out and Plan of San Diego shirts on right here in Austin. Plan of San Diego to kill all white men above the age of 16 and older. So we're going to be talking about that with Kevin Smith here in studio. He's been to these protests with me. He's witnessed it. He's covered it. And these people are just horrible racists. They hate blacks. They hate whites. And I'm not saying all Hispanics. I'm talking about a large section of the illegal aliens. And the illegal aliens 20 years ago didn't think like this. They have been taught this in Mexico. The government gives the children and the parents comic books. Because most of them can't read. They've been so enslaved. Little simple comic books showing them with pictures how America belongs to them. And our government's been caught financing that. Do you understand the magnitude? The magnitude. So we're going to cover a bunch of international nationalism when we get back, and later get Kevin Smith in here in studio. You see, you're another voice other than mine. Tomorrow we should be able to take calls, and we got all the phone systems in, the T1s, the rest of it, but it's not all hooked up to the boards yet. That's been being done all morning. I told him, I said, there's no way you can move all that studios. They had two separate studios. There's no way you can move that with three people in 2 days. And I, of course, was right as usual. I hate being right all the time, folks. But they've tried as hard as they can, and at least I'm on air right now. But let me tell you, it was, thank God I could do other radio interviews and be on national radio and do all these other talk shows and be on MTV and all this over the phone so I could at least talk some about what's happening the last 2 days, not being able to do my own talk show. But I'm here. I'm going to be here for the rest of this week. Fox TV, by the way, not only CNN canceled interviews yesterday, Fox was going to have me on yesterday. And they called up last minute and go, oh, we don't want you to come down now. No, we're not going to do it now. They're going to have me on Dayside. So the order went in to shut these people down because I'd have gone on Fox and cleaned their clocks. Just like I did on CNN. I mean, they put some neocon up against me. I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to back off. I'm going to clean their clocks. Not one of these whimpering wimps they put up against themselves. I'm going to clean their clocks. Just let me at them. Turn me loose on them. Turn me loose, set me free, as they say. All right, we'll be back with the third hour. You don't want to miss it. It'll be absolutely jam-packed. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.